Oh shit, I'm on that drink again. We the one they talking about. We the ones they talk about. Yes, sir. Oh my goodness. It's the Cash Considerations CCN20. And if you don't know, now you know. That's T Grizzy doing his thing. I'm Dave Sherapin at Sports BK and Sig on the Wheels of Steel, making sure we sound good, look good, feel good every single day. Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks on the Twitter. Noobs, who they talking about?
Who they talking about? And they're saying, you need to see what, minus 9,000 not to show? Now that it's baseball season, what, we're getting him one show a week? Maybe?
I don't know.
Maybe?
I mean, I wore the Yankee stuff just for him.
I know. They're never going to lose a game.
They're never going to lose a game. Mo Toy Pearson, Mo and AB used to say that. Mo used to say that all the time. Let's make a list of teams that are never going to lose again. Yankees are at the top of it. 5-0. Pittsburgh Pirates are off today, so maybe they'll lose tomorrow. But we're not going to worry about talking about them today. We're going to talk about a bunch of different things. We'll start off with the baseball because you brought it up, because Yannizzi's not here.
Thank God.
Tony Yannizzi, at Tony Yannizzi. Try to smoke him out, boys and girls, on the socials. He won't answer.
I send it to him every day. He said unless we send him a carrier pigeon text, and then we have to text him. We also have to carry a pigeon. We have to certified mail him. That's the only way that he'll show up. And I'm not kissing ass for Yannizzi to be here.
I mean, seriously, he wants to have people pay him to come meet him here in Vegas.
To talk to them. Literally just to speak to them.
I don't know where he's been hanging out, who he's been hanging out with. I don't know. He's feeling good because the Yankees do win every damn day.
Been getting high on his own supply.
They won again last night. It is kind of annoying, but it's okay. There's a lot of baseball today. Mm-hmm. It's all night games. Yesterday we had the night shift, although no action. Milwaukee just started. Milwaukee at home against Minnesota. So there's one day game. Yesterday the night shift sound. I don't know, news. I re-listened to the show, and I felt good when it was done. I felt good.
I know.
It's one of those things with the music, with the voices, with the laugh, with the different things. We provide a lot of things for a lot of people, in addition to some plays here and there. The Phillies are at home today against the Reds.
Yikes.
Small favorites, dudes. Yeah. I got to do some research. I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah, the Phillies aren't looking good to start up the season. You know what I mean? Like, this is and here's the thing, is they always get a lead early. And then it's just the same old song and dance. Like, you could play a Phillies game in this little opening stint, and you would not be able to distinguish, if you took all the names off the back of the jerseys, you wouldn't be able to distinguish it from the past 4 years of Philly baseball, right?
Oh, boy.
I mean, right?
Because of the bullpens?
I mean, not even just the bullpens. I mean, let's be real. It's not like Nola's starting pitching was all that great the other day. You know what I mean?
Guy,
So it's just, it's the same old song and dance. Turnbull, how about a 1-4 record in 2023? 7.26 ERA.
Oh,
yeah, they're sending an ace up to the mound here tonight.
Sounds like an over.
I mean, it's an over, a first five over. Maybe even a Yerfy. Yes, run first inning.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think Turnbull's picking them up and putting them down. Let's put it that way.
No, not probably. Cubs at home against the Rockies. The Rockies, again, arguably the worst team in the National League, if not in all of baseball.
Fair.
That seems a bit of extra with that price. Yeah. Friend of the show, Gio DeWop. He's a good guy. He's out in San Diego. He said, can you guys work on the Padre game for me? Mm. First lean for that one. He's out there at the Hotel Del Coronado. Have you ever been there, Noobs?
Hotel Del Coronado. Yeah, I haven't been to the Coronado. I stayed down in Coronado for my 30th birthday. Beautiful hotel there. There's an awesome ice cream stop right around the corner. I forget the name of it, but it's fucking phenomenal. Blue Water Grill, great seafood.
That's the Hotel Del. That's right where they're at. That's perfect.
I know exactly the joint. Where he's at.
Old school place, set a scene for a lot of movies. He's down there. I told him, take the Padres. I think the Padres, you're getting a little bit of a bargain price on Darvish against Mikolas.
Yeah.
So Listen, the Padres have been – how do you feel about when you hit a home run and you're down 8-2 and you make it 8-3 with a solo shot in the eighth, that the stadium does all the lights and does the – like the guy does the celebration, jogs around the bases and does the big third base celebration. That's, like, we're losing 8-3.
That's a Yanitzi move for sure.
What?
That's a 1,000,000%. That will be Yanitzi. He hits a homer in a game that it makes no difference. But, hey, I got my paper. I got my paper. I did my part. That's a Yanitzi move for sure.
I can't believe it. Like, I see it and I go, I don't know. I don't feel good about this. But that's the event of the going to the ballpark and all that other things. I just don't like it.
I'm pumped.
Right?
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Hit a home run.
Yeah.
You're losing. Yeah. Scoreboard.
Congrats. Yeah, exactly. Scoreboard. That's what I mean. This is the issue, is like these guys, if you think about it, their whole entire careers leading up to the majors, like they were always on the best college team, they were always on the best high school team, they were always on the best travel team, they were always the best player. So when they get there, you know what I mean? Like they don't know how to lose graciously, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's like gambling. You got to learn how to lose before you know how to win.
And I'm not saying, like, don't have fun. You know what I mean?
You can
hit the homer and everything, but, like, just get around the bases. Do your shit. Don't be pumping on your chest. Like, you think you're going to crack it open? You're going to crack it open? Just trying to get some juice going?
Nah. Not when you're losing. You're getting smoked. I don't think so. San Francisco's playing the Dodgers tonight. The Dodgers are so confident, they didn't even list a pitcher. I mean, it's 1:49 Pacific, and they still haven't listed a pitcher. It's undecided tonight, pitching against Logan Webb for the Giants. The Dodgers, I mean, they don't even have to name a starting pitcher.
I mean,
what are we doing?
I know, but it's not a good look for the Dodgers that they're not naming a starting pitcher, because that makes me feel like Shohei Ohtani's trying to get some money down, and he wants to get a better price, and that's why they're only -148. He said, you know, don't name the pitcher yet. Let me make sure my new interpreter gets all my bets in and all the plays that I have to get, and then we'll name the pitcher. It'll hike up to 175. They're going to win. It's all good.
Okay. We'll keep an eye on that one. That's interesting. American League, you got Kansas City and Baltimore. Baltimore's a fair price against KC. Texas. Tampa Bay can't beat Texas, dating back to last season in the playoffs. You figure tonight's the night Tampa's supposed to win. Toronto and Houston. Did you see the no-hitter last night? The guy pitched a no-hitter for the Astros.
And that's how we do it. That's how we start off the year, man. Got a lovely little no-hitter action.
Do you like no-hitters?
Yeah. I'm a defensive guy through and through, man. I love a no-hitter. But then
at what inning does a guy get through where you go, okay, I think I'm going to dedicate some time to watch this down route this home?
You get to the fifth, and that's when you start being like, oh shit, this could be something here. But also, like, you can't even be like, oh, one of those no hitter games, pitcher duel. It wasn't a fucking pitcher duel. Houston was raking since the first inning. They scored 10, they hit the over by themselves. So you know what I mean? Like, you had everything you wanted in that game. You had runs, you had long balls, and you had a dude dicing up the other team.
Yes. I get excited when a guy gets through six. If he gets through five and into the sixth, then I'm paying attention. But after the sixth inning, if we still got a no-hitter,
that's when it's staying on the TV. Yeah, that's when
I'm dialed in. Yeah. I'm watching
it. The phone
FanDuel
down.
Offers a bet now. After the fifth, it pops in. You can bet that there's going to be a no-hitter or not. You can't bet the no, though, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, well, that's FanDuel
that's
for you.
Modern day.
Although, if you want to sponsor the show, FanDuel is a terrific book, probably my favorite book. If you don't want to sponsor the show, what a dog shit operation they have.
Right? There you go. That's how it works. Learning about business deals and stuff every day. They talked about that today. Well, Boston University book got a business deal. Brought to the table was really good business for the other person. It wasn't really good business for me. Yeah, what kind of business is this? Monkey business.
Yeah.
Funny business.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Boston's playing Oakland. Then listen, try to make a case for a dog in Oakland, but I mean, they're terrible.
They're just bad. They're bad.
Cleveland at Seattle, Bieber Day. I love Bieber, and he's going against Castillo, another pitcher that I like. Bet the game under.
Under?
Yeah,
spending like that one. All overs, but I like
cross sports, cross leagues. We got Angels and Miami. Miami just finding ways to lose games. They're still favored though. Favored every day. Can't win a game. Favored every day.
Lizardo.
Odds makers though. Who knows? I mean, seriously. I don't even know what to do with that. But I got the Yankee stuff on because they're playing today in Arizona. You know the Yankees are undefeated, dude.
Yeah, and I know Soto fucking got walked a shit ton, but didn't get me a ribby yesterday. God.
Right?
Dog it.
Cortez is pitching today. He got a hell of a mustache.
He does.
Gallen has some great stats at home, but the Diamondbacks are favored. The Yankees haven't lost the game. What would Yanitzi say if he was on the show right now? What would he say?
He would say, oh, you know, they're due. They're going to be due. It's not like they're going to win every single game this year. They do. You know, Gallen, he's a good pitcher. He's a good pitcher on the mound. So I get why they're favorites, you know, but they're due. They're going to lose eventually. I don't know if it's tonight, but they're going to lose eventually. He would talk for 15 minutes and say fucking nothing is what Yanitzi would say.
I think he would say the Yankees are going to win.
Yeah.
I think he would say the Yankees are going to win because he always says the Yankees are going to win. But I don't always say the Yankees are going to win. I think the Yankees are going to win tonight. I think they get a good effort from Cortez, and they find a way to beat Gallen. They'll lose tomorrow.
Because
they'll be favored tomorrow.
What does the total do in the Yankees and Diamondbacks? Because for as amazing as this team is, I don't think the Yankees haven't hit an over yet.
No.
Yeah.
And they got Rodon pitching against Kelly tomorrow.
They do.
All right. They're going to lose tomorrow. They're going to win today.
All right.
The game goes under. That's the baseball portion of the show, dudes. Moving and grooving. Brought to you by Saks Ballpark Pouch Underwear, reinvented. Designed to reduce friction, this 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place, features breathable mesh panels and non-chafing flat-out seams. There you go. NBA, any interest? Is your man coming back today?
That's what I heard. I heard that he's coming back, and I think like money's just been pouring in on the Sixers. So you know, what are we doing?
Home against OKC.
I know, but I also like, I'll be honest with you, when it's like the star player returns, that's not like a bet on sign for me. You know what I mean?
It's almost a fade.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to go and bet on OKC. I don't like that. But
right.
I think, you know, us fucking getting all hot and bothered over Embiid coming back, like, let's pump the brakes. You know what I mean?
I'm worried. I'm worried about it.
I think Sixers team total under. I think Sixers team total under, struggle a little bit with chemistry. Maybe they're forcing it to Embiid a little bit. He's going to be on a minutes restriction. They don't really ever get it going. Sixers team total under going to be the play for me. I'm gonna find out what that is.
What do you think of this lid? I picked this one up on the bargain rack. It says Fila up and down and has the 76ers.
That looks nice. That's real nice.
That's pretty nice. I think I'm going to go out and take a picture, go meet a guy about a thing in a book and take a picture with this one on.
I like that.
Because the Sixer fans get all riled up.
Dave, would
Knicks
you get that lid?
At Miami.
Yeah.
What do we do with this game? The Miami Heat are favored by 3. Dare I come on here and say you're supposed to take the Knicks in a spot?
I'm with you.
I can't believe the number.
Yeah,
it's a pick'em.
I feel like the numbers today in NBA don't make sense.
Makes sense.
You think it's because now that, like, you know, there isn't a basketball game on tonight, like college basketball, you know, the huge numbers. I'm just wondering, like, you think like people have turned their attention and it's just kind of like fucking up those numbers that have been dog shit?
There's a couple college basketball games I'm going to talk about in 1 second.
Oh, yeah, like NIT, CIA.
NIT.
It doesn't get me going. We'll talk about it.
Before we get to that in a second, we got to talk about the Dallas and the Golden State game.
All right.
That's another game tonight. That's the game of the night because it was going to be Clippers and Sacramento, but damn, Kawhi's not playing.
What are we doing?
It's a big game. Like every game, I know you clinched your spot and you're just playing for the seeding, but I don't know, noobs. There were so many games that I played a different time. I didn't want to miss. The game is what your reward is, isn't it?
NBA for you though, man. That's the NBA today. You know,
I don't like it. I don't like that at all, but Clippers and Sacramento game will probably fly over. Dallas and Golden State. I like Dallas. I again, maybe I'm a sucker. Maybe I'll fall for it. Golden State's not that good. Dallas is better. Dallas has been one of the best teams in the league. 11-1 in their last 12. Yeah. Something like that.
Hard to argue.
Give me Dallas, Luka, betting props over.
Luka's like minus like 175 to be the highest scorer in the game. So he's going to be putting some puntos up.
Right?
I'm not betting exactly. that. I'm just saying.
Utah is playing Indiana State at the Hinkle Fieldhouse. Have you ever been to Indiana?
No. I drove through it, and I was like, this is enough for me. That was good. No, not to besmirch any of our Indianian listeners, but there's a lot of flatness just out there.
It was a lot of flat.
A lot of
flat. It was.
Yeah. I'm a curves guy. You know, I need there to be some curvature in the landscape.
Yeah, we need some curvature.
Yeah.
Indiana State laying the points on the road. Kind of like Utah. No really? Actionable info. Yeah, I like the dog. This one seems too easy. Why is it only 3.5? The game's in drivable distance. It's going to be packed for the Indiana State Sycamores. I think they win and don't cover. How about that call?
Wow.
That's where I'm going with that.
Tight game. Yeah. All right.
Tight game. The other game's a blowout.
Seton Hall blows beats Georgia. Them out. Yeah.
Seton Hall beats them. I think the Hall and Indiana State would be a fun NIT final. That's the college basketball portion of the show, boys and girls. Any hockey tonight, newbie to hockey guy?
I mean, it's a decent slate, no? Yeah. Let me see what I got here. Sometimes it'll scream out to me.
I mean, the Penguins beat the Rangers yesterday. I tried to put it on them by saying that Yanitsi was going to have a win.
He has no answer.
And the Penguins actually won it. He didn't even come on the show to talk about it. We had a couple winners. I think there was more losers yesterday in the hockey overall. It's getting silly. It's getting harder. It's not getting easier.
Well, because like I feel like this is like the twilight where the NHL season is really over, but they have to like play the games. You know what I mean? Like you already know pretty much who you're potentially going to be playing. Like there's a little bit of jockeying that can be done, but like this is just the part of the year that the only people that care about the NHL are the people who are betting on the NHL. You know what I mean? Like, it's just that weird twilight of the year.
There's a really good game tonight in Vegas. Vancouver's playing Vegas.
Yeah.
I think that game goes over the total.
I like that.
I like Vegas in the game. Mm. The rest of the NHL, I'm telling you, I mean, Anaheim, Calgary, good luck. Ottawa, Minnesota, no shots. Chicago and the Islanders, come on, bro. Pittsburgh and the Devils, I'd be surprised if that game don't go over, but get the Penguins on a back-to-back, I don't know. Washington and Buffalo, Florida, gigantic number on the road against Montreal. I don't know. I think Montreal could be live in that game.
I think, as I'm just looking at the board, I'm thinking of what happened last night. Like, I feel like it's too easy to be like, Pittsburgh, back-to-back, Jersey still playing for the playoffs. Like, it screams the slam dunk New Jersey Devils spot, does it not? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people are going to be Jersey in regulation.
Yep.
So I think we get that plus money with the Penguins. I think they get back-to-back wins. It seems too easy for it just to be like, oh, the Devils are going to win. They you know, Pittsburgh just won the game that they shouldn't have won, still on the road, back-to-back. Yep. Like, I don't know. Pittsburgh in a spoiler role, I like that. I think my official play on the show, Dave, I'm going to do it. We're from the town with the good hockey team. We cheer the Pittsburgh Penguins. There we go.
Oh, man, you make a polka song for the Penguins. That'd be fun.
That would hit different.
Yeah, I like Nashville against the Bruins, but I'm rooting against Boston all the time because I got to listen to P-Road on the BVB. I mean, nonstop with this beat Boston. Blah, 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 blah. So I'm rooting against them.
That game goes under, right? I mean, it already ticked down to 5.5, but that usually means just keep playing under.
Under.
All right.
In game, that one. There you go. That's you got any lax for the people before we get out
so,
this one? You asked me for the song today, and I thought of that one because this is what people are talking about.
They want the lax plays. I don't blame them.
Lax!
I said, you know, we already have our play for this weekend. So, you know, we continue to move that line down in Denver and St.
John's.
We know
how many times we're going to have to remind people about the play for the weekend.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
They're going to forget.
We're about to hit over. So I'm going to say Syracuse minus 2.5. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Boom. Syracuse, lay it tonight. Game goes at 7.
Who they playing?
Syracuse versus Cornell. It's the orange versus big red. It's a color-on-color crime, Dave. And the color that's going to win is the orange. Cash in my season win ticket over, plus 150. They're winning by 3 goals tonight.
Dan Alexander, Newbie Talks, Dave Sherapin, Sports BK Can Sing. The show, Cash Can Shin Show, is over. CC in 20. Keep talking about. Yeah, you poppin', but be quiet when the gang round. Pussy nigga poppin', but I'm who they wanna be. I've been counting dead presidents and they keep hiding.